no doubt about it. And one of the things that we can do is look back and look at the Word of God and see how amazing God is and what He wrote, predicting the things that would come. Look with me today as our scriptural affirmation comes from Daniel 9, 4 through 19. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments.
We have sinned
and have committed iniquity and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confession of praises, as this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off.
Through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee.
O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee.
To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses and the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand the truth. And now, O Lord our God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us.
Now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake.
No, my God. Incline thine ear and hear, open thine eyes and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name, for we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, heal. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, be with us this day in a way that we can know that you are here. Reveal yourself to us. You are welcome in this place, and we ask that you would bless us as we take in your word, as we praise you, as we raise your name high above every name. Let this day be a day for glory for you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Very good to us. He is wonderful. He's great. He is. Father, you are good. And we are grateful. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, today would you just open your word to us. We ask that you would just open your ears and hear us, that you will open your eyes, you will see us, that you open your mouth and you would speak to us, and that you would make us aware of your will and presence. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we get to finish up looking, as far as we're going to look, at the book of Daniel. And there's really so very much in this wondrous book. It's really a neat, neat, neat thing. Turn with me to chapter 9, and we're going to start at verse 1 in chapter 9. Daniel is an amazing man. And just would we have the wherewithal that if at a very young age we had been just taken from our home, put into another country, would we have the wherewithal to stand up for all that we'd learned of the word of God and the person of God? Would we get it? Would we know that we know that we know that certain things were true and continue to grow in his word no matter where we were? That's what Daniel did. And when I was a kid, they used to say, be a Daniel. I tell you, that's pretty good advice for us to be a Daniel, to be a man who truly follows after the Lord. Father, help us. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. It is a really good thing to look at the situation around you and consider what the word of God has already said. Here, this is Daniel, who had dreams and visions and had seen so many miraculous things. He could have been a cat snack, but no, he was one who had believed that the word of God was true, and that as he was faithful, he would be able to stand in the midst of really crazy times, crazy place. Here he had done that time and time again. And what really strikes me as in all of this, as great as he was, he continued to study the word of God. As all the stuff is going on in your life, do you continue to look to the word of God for the reference point? See, because we all need a reference point to start from. Do you look to the word of God for a reference point on how to live your life? That's what Daniel did. Verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord God. He determined that he was going to hear from God. If you ever got desperate, I mean really desperate to know what God thought of a certain situation, what God wanted you to do next. Sometimes I think that we think we have a God that just kind of makes us guess what to do next. We're just kind of sitting around trying to figure it all out. I don't think so. You see, we have a God who has always been a speaking God. He brought the world into existence by speaking them into existence. When he wanted us to know more about himself, he gave us Jesus himself, draped in human flesh, and Jesus spoke to us. He's given us the Word of God, the Bible. This Word of God that has proven time and time and time again to be consistent and to be true, and when read correctly is a perfect way for us to guide our lives. He's God. This Word is good. We ought to let the Word of God dwell in us richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This Word speaks to us. He is a speaking God who is speaking to us even now. We've got to learn to tune our ears to Him. But you have to be all in to hear Him. You have to give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And that's just our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, you should have faith. But faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God wants you, He's training you to hear Him, training you to listen to Him, to hear that still small voice speaking deep inside of you and reverberating through your whole life. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer connection with God. We ought to be connected with God. Supplication, asking what you want to know, what you need, that you think you need anyway. How to do this thing. By prayer and supplication with fasting, making sure that there's nothing going on in your life that's distracting you from hearing Him. Because whatever this is that you need, it's really important. Do you ever treat the things that you really need to know as really important and give yourself over to them? Fasting is certainly one way to do that. And sackcloth and ashes. He was mourning because, my goodness, Lord, I've got a question and I'm not hearing an answer. I'm mourning that I don't know what you're saying. We ought to be distressed if we go day by day by day not knowing what God wants us to do, wants us to be, how He wants us to live. When He's revealed it here in our Word. So he sought Him by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. He's my Lord. He's the one who is able to make all of the rules. He's the one who's able to tell me what should be done and how it should be done. He's the one. He is God. There is none other like Him. We should love Him. He is our Lord. I pray to the Lord, my God. He's not somebody else's God out there, but he's my God. I have a personal relationship with him. I confess with my mouth. I speak that God is in charge. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is my Lord and he's my Savior. He's my Lord because he's in charge of all things. He's my Savior because he's delivered me from death. So, oh Lord, the great and dreadful God. Verse 4. And I prayed unto the Lord, my God, and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God. Dreadful. Some translations say awesome God. He's awesome. There's a song just popped up in my head. Da da ba da da ba ba. Da 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 da. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Our God is an awesome God. Keeping the covenant, this agreement that he has made, this choice that he has made for us, this covenant and mercy. Mercy because we're messed up and we've screwed up in so many different ways. And if he doesn't give us mercy, we're just destroyed. So the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed. He's God all by himself. And he gives mercy to those that love him. And make no mistake, he is lovely. He is worth loving. If you say you love him, you need to obey him. Those that love him, and to them that keep his commandments, that do what he says, when he says, how he says, for how long he says. Daniel goes on. This is Daniel now. There are only a couple of folks in the Bible that we don't have any recorded sin or even hint of sin. Daniel's definitely on that list. Yet he says, we have sinned, because he gets it. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us mess up. All of us fall short. We have sinned and have committed iniquity. We've missed the mark. We don't quite get there. We drew back our bow and we shot and we just couldn't hit the target. We have done wickedly. We've been twisted in our thinking. We're like all messed up. It's like we've all been all just screwed up. We just didn't get it right. We have done wickedly, but not only have we done wickedly, we've rebelled. We've said, no, God, we're going to do it our way. We have rebelled against him. How did we do that? We rebelled by going against thy precepts and from thy judgments. We knew what you said, so we knew what you meant. Okay, we're still going to do what we want. We've rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets. There are people that have said, this is what the Lord desires. This is the way that we are supposed to go. It's right here in the Word of God, but we said that we would not hear from them, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Everybody knew that this is the way to go, but we've decided it's going to be different. This is Daniel praying this. He says, I'm a part of this. Sometimes we like to think that we are not a part of this whole thing. We're doing it and we're pointing at somebody else. Lord, they done messed up. Would you fix them? Everything would be better if you could just fix them. Now Daniel says, nope, I'm a part of that. I'm a part of you. You are a part of me. Y'all ought to pray for me that I don't mess up. Because I pray for you. We pray for each other. We care for each other because we are a part of a body. And each part of that body needs to stay clean and right because my nourishment passes through you and I don't want it defiled. Your nourishment passes through me and you don't want it defiled. We are a part of each other. We do not have the right to a sinful independence. Now, we're independent and we have responsibilities that are our own, but we forget that those responsibilities, that independence is designed to be a part of a body. We're a part. We're in Jesus. So, verse 5 again, we have sinned, we committed iniquity, done wickedness, rebelled, we departed from precepts and judgments. We haven't listened unto the servants, the prophets, which spake in the name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, to all the people of the land. It's come from so many different ways, but we haven't got it. Oh, Lord, righteousness belongs unto thee. Remember King David, he sinned grievously. I mean, he just messed up. He looked off his parapet one day, saw this woman and said, oh, I want that. And then he went and took her. He's involving everybody in his sin. All of his servants know, everybody. Her husband comes back after they find that she is pregnant. The husband comes back and he tries to David tries to get him drunk and he won't. So David has him killed in battle. His men know, people know, and there David has messed up. But when he confesses his sin, David says an interesting thing. He looks at the Father and says, against you and you only have I sinned. You see, Father, you are the one that matters. You are the one that I care for. These people are important, but the reality is if I hurt them, I'm sinning against you. If I disobey you and sin against them, I'm sinning against you. My sin is against the Lord. Our sins are against God. Don't think that the thing that you are doing that is damaging people, and you know it, and you feel a little bit guilty, and you try not to worry about it, but you need to understand that sin is against God. When you sin, you sin against a holy God. O Lord, righteousness belongs unto thee, but unto us, confusion of faces. Unto us, that shame, that's what it means. Shame belongs to us. I think of the things that I have done, really, the real things that I have done, and it brings shame. I've missed the mark. I've not gotten to where I should be, not been all that I should be. Confusion of face. As at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel. This, in other words, all the people of God that are near and that are far off, through all the countries where thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongs confusion of face. To us belongs shame. To our kings, to our leaders, you know, in the government, to our princes, to those who are socially prominent, to our fathers, to our families, because we have sinned against thee. Daniel gets it. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all need a Savior. We all need someone to take upon him the penalty of our sin. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. He's given us all of this. Yes, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as been done upon Jerusalem. At the time of this writing, there nothing like that. It was so amazing for someone who under the protection of God to have fallen so far. We're under the protection of God, but look how far we fall. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God. All of these things have come against us. Wars and rumors of wars. Difficult times, pain, suffering, yet have we really stopped and said, let's go to the Lord. Let's pray. We're in a time where we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace in time of need to help. Have we done that? Do we do that? Are we seeking him? He's confirmed his words, which he spake against us, against our judges that judge us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done in Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renowned as at this day. We have sinned, and we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, I'm begging you, Father, I'm asking, I'm calling to you. Let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because of our sins. I know you're upset with us, Lord. And for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. The Old Testament is given to us as a type and shadow that we might see how God works with his people. We, even the people here at First Baptist Church of Garrettsville, are his people. We can see what he did with them. We can see what they had to go through for not being obedient. We can see that. And he's so kind as to show us the remedy, to remind us of the promise that if we believe in Jesus, that we too will be saved. We will be delivered. We will be kept. This is God speaking to us. Oh my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness. We're not coming to you because we're so good. Wouldn't it be nice if you could go to God because you were special? God, I can step on up here, Lord, because, well, you know, I've been getting it right for so very long that I expect that you will listen to anything that I've got to say. That would be nice. But that would not be reality. I don't do this because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercies. You have great mercy. I can come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace in time of need to help. I can trust they can do it, and you answer. I can do it, and you will answer. Oh, you're a great God. O Lord, hear me. O Lord, forgive. We need your forgiveness. O Lord, listen to us and don't defer. Don't wait. For thine own sake, Lord, when people see what you've done with us, you're going to get the glory. When people see what you've done with us, they're going to say, there's a God in heaven, because I knew them. I knew them. I knew how they behaved. And if you can change them, if you can fix them, you can fix me. You are God. Oh, my God. For thy city and thy people are called by thy name. There's so much more. It really is. This I would love to take you to the 25th chapter of Jeremiah, and you could see that Daniel was reading Jeremiah, and he realized that there were 70 years there before they would get out of bondage, and they did. And it's amazing. And the talk of the 70 weeks and other parts of Daniel and the way that he talked about the different kingdoms and how they've come and gone, and the way that he talks about the fact that sometime in the future there's going to be something that will blow our minds. We have all of these promises, and the word of God is so very good. I wish I could just tell you all of that, but let me tell you this. We have a God of mercy who, in spite of us, in spite of our failings, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of all of the stuff that goes on and is going on, loves us and will keep us, watch over us, be with us. One day Jesus will crack the sky and he's coming for us that we might forever be with him, because he is good. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, we thank you that you are good and your mercies endure forever. We worship you. So today, Lord, save us, change us, help us, and help us to live as people who know that we are yours, and you are good. Thank you for saving us. We confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, Jesus Christ is Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. Y'all